Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 First Impressions That Matter. We have all heard of the value of making a positive first impression when meeting someone for the first time. It only takes a few seconds for someone to evaluate you. This opinion is generally based on your demeanor, mannerisms, body language, speech, and appearance. But it's even more than that. When you meet new people and enter into new relationships, what do you notice? Do you notice the clothes they wear in different settings? Do you notice the first email they send you? Do you notice the amount of time it takes them to respond to your first email or phone call? Do you notice how they interact in the first meeting that you're in together? The fact is, you intuitively notice many things that, when combined together, form your opinion of them. I learned early in my career that there is no other impression that you can make on someone more important than the first impression. The School of Hard Knocks taught me that if you don't make a positive first impression, you seldom get a chance to make a second impression, especially in sales. As a realtor, there were countless little first impressions I focused on making, when combined together, made me stand out from my competitors. When I broke down all the actions I could take to make a positive first impression, my list was long. Here are just a few of the things I focused on. I arrived at my prospective client's home 5 minutes early. I rang the doorbell at the exact time of the appointment. I dressed in a suit and tie, looking my best. I offered a friendly greeting along with a welcoming smile. I intentionally showed an interest in the unique things people had in their homes, including their pets and children. I focused on making equal eye contact with both the husband and wife. I left a professional marketing book highlighting my services for them to review between appointments. I sent a handwritten thank you note after my initial appointment. In my phone conversations, I spoke with a smile and a friendly tone.